As you know, the wall is a plantation of trees that is 7,500 kilometers long and 15 kilometers wide, which run across the sub-Saharan Africa from Dakar in Senegal to Djibouti in East Africa. And it cut and passed across 11 countries, Nigeria inclusive. Now it entered Nigeria from Kebbi State. 11 northern frontline states are involved. But we have 8 core states, and then 3, initially now 4, which we have 7 there and 4 here as the buffer state. These are the frontline states. Kano State is one of the frontline states. And in Kano, initially, the 3 most northern local government areas in the state are the most affected. Now later, we come to look at the concept altogether, that it shouldn't stop at just planting the trees to combat desertification. Other components of economic empowerment and so on and so forth should come in. Hence, more local governments were included. And instead of the initial 3 that Kano State has, we now have 6 local governments being involved in the GGW program. A lot of things are involved in GGW. Planting of trees, which include shelter belt. These shelter belts are specifically for the core states. We call them corridors. The shelter belt will pass across contiguously from one state to another and from one local government to another. They are the core state. Now, in other local governments that are not within the corridor of the shelter belt, other components of plantations are being involved. This is the orchard, the woodlots, and so on and so forth. Now, all these, the shelter belt itself, the orchard itself, you know, orchard are farm of trees that have economic values, like the mango, the guava, and so on and so forth, the fruit bearing. And then the woodlot are the local communities where they can get firewood and so on and so forth. So if you look at that objectively and economically, you see that it is a program that is encompassing and that has the socio-economic benefit for the community, the environment, and the general population.